The focus of retail lighting design is essential to a successful jewelry store. There are several elements of lighting that will be focused on this podcast. First, understanding the main goal of the design of retail lighting in the jewelry store. Second is to discuss how decorative lighting can capture our clients' attention. Third is to reveal how LED light boxes can add significant value to your store. My name is Leslie McGuire, ASID Allied, and my passion is to design new and remodel jewelry stores from start to finish. My motto is concept to completion. Clients come to me with a vision, either a remodel or a new store, and I make that concept come to life. I'd like to start out by giving you a little background of my interior design journey in a Cliff Note version. I have a bachelor's in interior design, and I've been working full-time in the spa, salon, and jewelry industry for the past 35 years. I've been so blessed to win over 25 national design awards, many of them in the jewelry industry. Currently, I exclusively design for jewelry stores, and I absolutely love it. Lighting makes all the difference to the store's success, but too often, jewelers forget its importance. Not only is lighting critical in setting the mood of your store and your showcase merchandise, but it's also a must be when the first item on your wish list. So if you're remodeling or doing a new store, make sure that lighting is on your wish list. Having lighting inside of the showcases can really add a lot of sparkle and glitter to your merchandise. Proper lighting is a huge part of what defines your store image. It's important to know the color of the lighting in your store. Light bulb color temperature lets us know what the look and feel of the light produces is called Kelvin. Kelvin temperatures for commercial and residential lighting application fall somewhere on a scale from 2000 K to 6500 Kelvin. The ceiling lighting and in the jewelry case lighting, there are two Kelvin temperatures to be used, 5000 K and 6000 K. The 5000 K is what we are known for the white daylight and really use most often. The 6000 Kelvin is what daylight is with a cooler blue tone. Also, for gems, the issue with gems is that they look better under a 4000 K light, but if they are on the same line as the other cases, you then want the same color light or the case will stand out and look wrong. Therefore, all in all, a 5000 Kelvin and a 5500 Kelvin is the best choice color for your store. In my designs, I use a lot of recessed cans in the ceiling. The main reason I design this way is to keep the ceiling subtle and very simple looking as possible. The installation of recessed cans with a ceiling does not create a busy look. The main goal is designing a technical lighting plan for a jewelry store is to keep the client's eyes looking at the jewelry cases and not at a busy, busy ceiling. For example, a busy ceiling has many track lights that are mounted in all different directions. The look of a track light over a jewelry case should only be used if it is an open industrial ceiling. Otherwise, I recommend recessed cans. Many times the owners think their ceilings are too high to have recessed cans that come down 30 feet. Today, technical lighting has advanced so much and there is no problem in having high ceilings. I recently did a project that was 25 feet and just did all recessed can. It turned out beautiful. The other lighting advice is to keep the walkway a little dim to create a relaxing mood while lighting over the jewelry cases is bright to make the sparkle of the jewelry come alive. Proper lighting design can make a huge difference in a jewelry store. LED lighting technology is rapidly changing. It is changing how we light our world in a brighter and more economical way. Therefore, proper placement of lighting is essential to keep your customers highly interested and increase sales in your jewelry store. A popular lighting element is to have a chandelier in the entry to set the stage of the style of the interior. Another option is to use the best LED recess cans, like I talked about. This will create a flood of light, keeping the entry without creating a focal point in the minute you set yourself in your store. All depends on where you want the customer's eyes to go, as well as how the entry light fits the overall store design. Simply changing out the chandelier or decorative lighting fixtures can update your store in a remodel. Using only one type of lighting throughout your store will not make your merchandise look the finest. Jewelry retailers always want their store to have light as one of their greatest focal points. It's best to have a layering approach to lighting throughout your store to avoid ambient light. In addition to general lighting, consider accent lighting from the ceiling, especially lighting built into furniture or display cases. A decorative fixture like pendants is also great. If possible, have the in-case lighting installed in the jewelry cases on the customer's side, shining back towards the merchandise in the jewelry case. Let me just say, chandeliers capture your client's attention and create that first impression. First and foremost, lighting is one of the most important features when it comes to designing your store. This is because the placement of each light is critical so that all jewelry will reflect and light and look more sparkly. Chandeliers are a great statement and can add a big wow factor. Besides having perfect technical lighting over the jewelry cases, it is important to have decorative chandeliers and sconces too. As a designer, I view chandeliers as an accessory that just gives the space a look and elegance that is needed in every single store. It reminds me of a beautiful brooch or stunning necklace that complements the overall look. Chandeliers do exactly the same. Many of my clients ask me how I choose the correct chandelier for their stores. If you are looking for the correct chandelier, my advice is to look with a very open mind. As I have said many times, we need the wow factor when clients enter or somewhere in your store. The chandelier can give the customer a wonderful, comfortable feel in the entry and throughout the store. As I said before, it's all about first impressions. Chandelier designs have a mix of style materials. It is important to know that you are in control of creating the store's atmosphere by choosing the correct chandelier. As an interior designer, I've told many clients for the past 35 years that a chandelier should look like an art piece. The chandelier needs to balance the scale and proportion of a room. Also, the light output, lighting shining at the floor or the ceiling to enhance your design is also important. I will promote the image of your unique individual brand. Chandeliers are ideal for every store, with coordinating additional lighting throughout different areas. Here are a few more chandelier design tips. Do not have a chandelier that is too small in scale. If anything, go bigger in size. There are no design rules in selecting the style of your chandelier. You might hang a traditional crystal chandelier in a very modern space, or a contemporary chandelier in a traditional space. There really are no rules. What are your favorite styles? A few popular styles used in jewelry stores are classic, baroque, modern, minimalist, high-tech, rustic, and, of course, traditional styles. I would now like to talk about the importance of LED light boxes in your store. When working with clients from planning concept to completion or remodel of their store, jewelers often ask me, why should we use backlit light boxes in our space? My response is that light boxes add an inviting dimension to the store's ambiance. Let's reflect over the basic reasons when and why you would want to use LED light boxes instead of non-lit signs or posters. For LED light boxes, the two Kelvin temperatures usually used are 5,000 to 6,000 Kelvin, as their goal is to make everything sparkle more for the effect in the photo. The large LED light box images are essential to increasing the store's sales and are very popular now. The bigger the image, the better. Oversized light boxes look is what is happening right now in the stores. Light boxes tastefully distributed around the store do an amazing job to convey an important brand message to the customers, which, as you know, will increase your jewelry sales. The ability to have emotional trigger in the customers while walking through your store is always great. I hope you learned about technical lighting and decorative lighting, LED light box applications, and this will help you make your showroom sparkle. Thank you.